into the game here in Tuscaloosa on Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com, the home of Alabama sports. We talked a couple of minutes ago with Coach Johnny Majors. Had a chance to break down some college football with a longtime coach here at, or excuse me, not here, but it coached in that rival the third Saturday in October. That was presented by Brian Harden Construction on a Throwback Thursday. Right now, we're going to talk with somebody that we talk to every couple of weeks, Leroy Jordan, presented by JordanRedwood.com, Leroy Jordan Lumber Company. Leroy Jordan, welcome into the game in Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, sir.
Man, I'm doing great down here in Point Clear, Alabama. So it's terrific down here, having that nice fall weather. And, golly, looking for, you know, football coming up this weekend.
Now, I know you're a class guy. You're a guy that always holds class to a different standard, but have you been aggravating those Texas A&M Aggie fans that you live with part-time out there a little bit?
Not me. I have to live with them too much, and I've got too many of them that are great friends, you know, like John David Crow and,
sure.
And several of my friends that are lifelong Aggie people, and so we have a great fun kidding each other back and forth, but no serious, no hardcore stuff. So.
No doubt. And that's the fun part of college football is, you know, we get to, you know, talk about our rivals and talk about the teams. But as you said, no harm intended, but what a great performance by Alabama. I don't think any of us saw that coming on Saturday.
Well, I don't think I certainly couldn't predict that much. You know, I would have been happy, you know, if we'd have just won by a couple of touchdowns. And boy, it was precision-like, and the kids were having a great time in playing, and, you know, just not making mistakes was the key to it as far as I was concerned. You know, no penalties, and just, you know, didn't turn the ball over, you know, so that was such a good feeling.
Leroy, have you ever been a part of a game where sometimes that tone of the game is set early, and you come out, you score, you know, a quick 10 points, then you come back in the second quarter and you score 35, which had never been done. It's one of the largest margin scores in one quarter for Alabama history. And it's sort of that knockout punch. And because, at halftime, you realize you're pretty much out of the game. That's really probably a little bit of what we call Alabama football.
Yeah, and I think it started with Coach Saban after the game. We won up in Arkansas by 1 point. I think he was setting a tone for, you know, the rest of the season, really, that getting those guys to realize that, you know, this is a every weekend deal, and you got to be able to play your best every weekend if you're going to, you know, run the table now. And what we got to look forward to is trying to run the table and get in that SEC championship game.
Right now we're talking with Leroy Jordan inside the game. It's presented by JordanRedwood.com, Leroy Jordan Lumber Company. Leroy's also a big part of Midtown Village here in Tuscaloosa, right off of McFarland Boulevard, one of the co-owners of that. Leroy Jordan right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. Let me move to this third Saturday in October. Special day for us Alabama fans.
Yes, it is.
What did that game mean to you? Because you've been a part of it.
Well, Coach Bryan always felt it was the biggest game of the season, especially if you want to be in a playoff or a championship or bowl game. Because if you didn't win the Tennessee game, your record was blemished somewhat, and no matter how you finished out the rest of the season, most of the time you couldn't get back in the running for number one in the country or a great bowl game. So he always had it as a catalyst game for us, and it has always been that way where Tennessee has played us extremely tough no matter what the situation, and no matter where it was 50 years ago or 20 years ago or 10 years ago or 2 years ago. So they always seem to play Alabama tough. You know, it's a big, big game for them.
You look at this rivalry game, and you were a part of it, obviously, as a player. You went on to play for the Dallas Cowboys, and I do want to work in a Dallas Cowboy question at the end because I think our team is playing pretty good ball. But going back to the Alabama and Tennessee game for a couple of minutes, is there a way that you have to keep your emotions in check because you are so amped up to play in this game?
I think so. I think it's one of those deals where you got to have that charge build up to game day. You know, you got to keep building on it all week and have that emotional and excitement high at game time and not before and have a letdown on Thursday or Friday or something like that. So it's a real timing issue, and you certainly have to be alert that you can wear yourself out before the game, and that's not what you want to do. You want to be ready to fire all cylinders when the kickoff comes on Saturday.
Leroy Jordan, right now inside the game, is there one of those performances that sticks out to you going up against Tennessee?
I think we beat them 10-3 one year. That was a big game in getting us on into the national championship race. My junior year and the year that we 1961 when we won the national championship. So it was a big game, and everything was pointing to it, and it certainly was what we had expected it to be, and that was a very, very tough physical game with a rival that, didn't know any other way than to go 100% and believing that they could win the football game no matter what.
Looking at the confidence that Alabama will travel forward, going on the road, taking on Ole Miss, losing to Ole Miss, a quality football team, then going to Arkansas on the road and barely winning, coming back home, winning 59-0, you now take a little bit of that confidence on the road. What are the difficulties of playing on the road? What's the part that you just have to remind yourself that, you know, don't focus on the crowd? What are some of the difficulties of playing on the road?
Well, certainly the enthusiasm of the fan base and everything is going to be great for Tennessee, and it's that way at every away stadium. The home fans are going to be trying to upset you and your plans and what you had going for the game, and we just can't let that happen. We got to keep plugging and working and believing that that our game plan is if we execute it, and it may not happen in the first quarter or something, but we keep running the football and keep playing defense and not making mistakes on the kicking team, you know, we certainly got a chance to win the football game no matter what the score is in the first and second quarter.
Right now we're talking with Leroy Jordan, a member of the Dallas Cowboys Ring of Honor, also a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. We're talking about the Alabama-Tennessee game. Let's transition into our Dallas Cowboys. This team's turned it around. This team looks like a team that can be very competitive in the NFC.
I'm surprised somewhat, but the defensive coaches have done a terrific job instilling, hustle and pursuit of football, getting some enthusiasm back in the game and excitement back in the game, and also challenging each other as teammates. Are you going to have my back? Are you going to play your best and also help me when I need help? That's a big thing they've got them doing nowadays, and trying to make plays, which are big plays, and turnovers and fumbles caused and fumble recovers and interceptions. So they're got it really going well, and I'm so excited for Romo to have some of the monkey off of his back, because he had been the key to it in previous years, and without a offensive line like they have now and out of running game, he's just been under the gun and behind most of the time after the game started, and because we haven't played very good defense in the last 7-8 years.
I guess that's just being a quarterback, isn't it? I mean, it's here at Alabama. Yeah. If your team doesn't perform well, it's not always on the quarterback, but it seems like he's the fall guy. Win or lose, he gets the credit or he gets the criticism. And Romo deserves some of that criticism, but it's not all his fault and some of the things that have been negative. But I like him as a quarterback.
I do, too. I stand behind him. I think he's been, kept them in some games that they would have never been in if it hadn't been for his miracle plays that he pulled off. So I'm excited about going back in a week or so and going to the games, and so I'm looking forward to that. Hope they continue to play better.
Absolutely. Leroy, let's go beat the Volunteers in Knoxville.
Man, I want to be up there with them, but I got a commitment that's not going to let me. But I'll be by the TV at that particular time and watching every play of it.
Absolutely. We'll talk about it in a couple of weeks. Leroy Jordan, thank you so much for being a huge part of our show. I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, guys.
Absolutely.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Right back to you. Leroy Jordan, one of the all-time greats at the University of Alabama. You talk to many different historians. They would say that he's the best player that ever had a chance to wear the Crimson jersey. Always grateful with his time here inside the game. We had a chance to talk with Coach Johnny Majors a couple of minutes ago. That was a throwback guest presented by Brian Harden Construction here in West Alabama, throughout our state, our neighboring states as well. It's Brian Harden Construction.